Alright, hello everyone. Podcast for belated Christmas special.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, hope you had a good Christmas and I hope you have a good new year. I know there's only six or seven of you, but nonetheless.
All three of you.
Yeah.
Have a good Christmas.
All the best. First of all, I'd like to apologise on Tom's behalf for how late it is, because it's solely his fault that we haven't got this done sooner.
I've got things to do.
No, you haven't. You've got nothing to do.
You're a working man.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I'm still bitter about that.
I'm just a dead weight. I won't worry.
First of all, I suppose we should talk about our Christmases. Mine was fairly average. Went to my auntie's, ate loads of food, couldn't get pissed no matter how hard I tried. Ended up going home earlier than usual because I think, and Tom thinks, the older you get, the shitter Christmas gets.
Mm.
What did you do, Tom?
Woke up with sick blood because I got really drunk the night before. Turned up to my dad's house. Couldn't talk properly because I was so hungover.
We should probably add as well that you do have two young sisters.
Oh yeah, they were gassed. Hi Tom! And I was just like, oh. Thought I was going to be sick on them.
So safe to say you ruined their day.
Yeah, ruined Christmas essentially. couldn't eat my dinner properly.
Mr. Grinch.
It's terrible. It's the worst Christmas I've had, I think.
Actually green, Mr. Grinch.
My fault. Sorry, Dad. Yeah. For ruining Christmas.
Again, I'll apologise on his behalf as well. He's had a poor, poor Christmas, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Apart from the promotion, obviously. I haven't had a great one myself. My plans for my life went slightly down the toilet, but there you go. Means I've got more time to commit myself to podcasting.
So I'm a big dog now, you know. I've got to commit to work. Can't be doing stupid podcasts with my friend.
And I've essentially got no idea where I'm going to go, so we'll build on that. So anyway, we put Christmas to bed.
Good.
Me and Tom went Christmas shopping together in town, and it yielded quite a lot of material, it's safe to say.
It was a great day out.
It was, yeah. We didn't really get any gifts for anyone.
I was just getting annoyed, didn't we?
Yeah, we got really fucked off at all the...
I like the time scale. We must have been here for about 6 hours. We've been for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
God, how many gifts have I got? One. Been here forever. 10, 15 minutes, one trip to Primark. Primark is the most mystifying place. It's like a jumble sale, but a shop, and it's just full of complete mixture of people. You get, you know, fairly well-off people who just want to pick up something nice and fairly cheap, but you also get the worst of the worst in there. People who've got, you know, tin in one hand and a rickety old shirt in the other.
£6?
Yeah. And you ain't got anything cheaper, have you?
It's like £3 for a plain t-shirt.
Yeah. Horrible, horrible people. And we got stuck behind a woman in the queue, didn't we?
You left me. I understand that.
I couldn't handle it. I had to leave. I was going to punch her in her
face. I had no option to stay there.
I was going
to
slap her in her swede. Because she was really, really getting to me. What was her conversation about? Because obviously she wanted everyone to know.
Yeah, she was talking to her friend who was hungover by the sounds of it.
Oh, bless her.
But her fella, or her man, as she called him.
Oh, God, yeah. That's annoying already.
Yeah.
Her man.
Yeah.
Possessive, is it?
So you took your man out. Right?
Oh, God, like a that, dog.
She had that horrible, tacky... who's that? Who sang the Lemon song?
The Lemon song?
Yeah, about... You must be so bitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. She had that's Kate Nash.
Yeah, fucking voice. She had that. And that wound me up enough as it was. Yeah, she's going, oh, I can't believe you're so hungover with your friend after your man took a day off for you to spend with you and just going to lay there. And it just went on and on and on. She had that horrible laugh. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
It's a breathy laugh.
Yeah. But it was like she was about an inch away from the back of my head. And it was... I'm so tempted just to force myself back.
But what I don't get is, obviously I'm not a phone person, but if someone calls me up and I'm in a shop, I say, sorry mate, I'm in the queue.
Yeah,
I'll call you back. Don't start talking about your night out in front of everyone.
No, you got to let them know.
I have to say though, I don't think she was as bad as some of the like scumbag mothers you get in shops.
Oh no, absolutely.
And they do that thing where they shout at their kid and then look around at everyone else as if to say, see, look at him. Look at him, the little bastard. No, you're not having any sweets. No, you're not, you little fucker. You had some yesterday. Oh, look at him. Poor little kid.
Poor kid's crying.
Yeah, he's got like ketchup round his mouth and half a McFlurry still in his hand
from a week ago.
In the pound shop. We were in the pound shop, and because everyone in there is such a rumman, there's like four tills, and everyone goes to the front two because you can see them, and no one realises there's another one. So every 2 minutes, this woman would just like creak out of her little seat and go,
"Oh, I better do something.
Can you come round the other side, please?" And everyone would just look at her, but no one would move. I was getting so fucking wound up. Literally, just take two steps to your left and go down the aisle. And she was even getting more annoyed, the fat woman who was doing the till checkouts. Can everyone move around the side, please? God. Fuck me. Right, and I've got scabs in general.
Scabs?
Yeah.
On your knee, or?
No, yeah, yeah. When you get a scab on your knee from a wet leaf. No, I just, in town, there is an abundance of scabby people.
Hmm.
And scabby people that are sitting in the corner just, you know, with...
picking up old faggots.
Yeah, yeah. Them, you can look at with sympathy. Do you know what I mean? They're so low on the spectrum that you don't think, oh, look at that scabby bastard. You just think, oh, what's happened to him? How did he get this low? Yeah. But when you see the sort of scabs that still try and fit into society, you know, they don't pick up fag ends, they steal them. You know, they sort of wander around town, just trying to fit into our world, but not quite being able to do it, and having to have a domestic argument with their children in the middle of a shop because they don't appreciate that that's not the done thing to do. They don't quite realise that you just shouldn't do that.
Stop swearing at your child, please.
Yeah. If you want to tell your kid off, you pull him to one side. You do the whispered stern voice that mums do so well. Now, listen to me. You're not having any sweets
voice,
now, are you?
That happened all the time when I was a kid.
I talk like this because it's the only way you'll listen. Okay?
You can't, I'm going to take you home. Yeah. Get the biggest beating of your fucking life.
If you don't shut your stupid little mouth, yeah, I'm going to beat two shades of shit out of
you. I was more scared of my mum when the voice went quiet and it went loud.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What?
Oh my god.
Oh, good, she's gonna kill her. I didn't quite hear what she said, but fuck, I'm scared.
And we, when we walked out of Primark, there was this big crowd sort of heading towards the market, and it was a bloke on drums. And obviously, we were like thinking to ourselves, why is there a load of people watching the guy play drums? Because it's the most, you know, unsatisfying of instruments, isn't it? It's there to provide a rhythm and a beat for everyone else to do other stuff. The drum. And we walked past, and the reason everyone was watching him is because not only was he a drummer, oh no, he was dressed up as a lion. And apparently, people who share my planet actually think, well, Christ, he can drum and he's wearing a stupid shirt.
There were so many people.
I know,
there?
People watched
him.
I can't understand it. All it is the same bloke you'd see in any half-assed band. He's clearly not made it. If not, he wouldn't be demeaning himself by dressing up as a lion. I can only assume that the people watching him actually believed it was a lion. That's the only way.
You can imagine them filming it, wouldn't they? Filming it. I can imagine going home. Look, see, look. Saw a lion.
Yeah.
Doing fucking drums.
It was amazing that he could sit down on the stool, let alone grip the...
Opposable thumbs these lions got now. It's great.
Everyone else, but they were really let down when they found out. By the way, you do realise that's just a bloke in a suit. What?
We've been robbed.
Oh.
I'll take your pound back.
Well, yeah. That guy, I wonder how much money he made that day. Because if all it takes is to do something like play the drums and dress up like a twat, what am I doing, really? Hello.
Yeah, just play the drums, Sam.
Yeah. Do you reckon if we like rebranded this podcast, called it something different,
the Lions
filmed
podcast.
It, yeah, filmed it, and we could just dress up as a different animal every week, the Funny Animal Podcast?
I bet it would. You know, the sad thing is, it would.
Yeah, just put on like, I don't know, some. I think I'd make a decent toad. So just dress up, little green paint. Here they are again.
Toad. Monkey and the Toad.
Yeah, Monkey and the Toad Podcast. Fucking hell, cheap gimmick.
We should. Start charging for it then.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty desperate to get some more listeners. I'll try anything. Walk around on all fours doing a podcast. Oh, yeah.
This is the first one that's cost us money.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have we got better?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe? No, I don't think we
have. No, we haven't.
I think we've got a lot worse.
This cost us £6.
We're less giggly. We're less giggly than we first were, I think. The first one's horrible for that. She starts laughing the whole time.
Because we're funny.
Oh yeah, obviously. Because it's hilarious. But
oops.
No, I've also got down here Argos. And we were when we walked towards Argos, what was it we went there for? Lego toy.
I haven't given it to him yet.
Not, the Lego toy.
Not going to listen. Yeah, Lego toy. Star Wars Lego.
And there was that big sign out the front, wasn't there? Like, yeah. Men.
No, it was the classic keep calm thing, didn't it?
Yeah. Keep calm, men. Yeah. Argos is here. Da, da, da.
Right.
Yeah. And it's the only store you can walk into and notice that there's actually a lot more men in there than women. And it's only because men are just such selfish fuckers that instead of spending like 3 or 4 days looking around town for the best gift, they just go into Argos.
Look for that big book.
Yeah, do it all lump sum. Oh, she likes perfume, they got that, and jewellery. I have that as well.
It's a little game as well, put the numbers in.
Yeah.
Ooh, not in stock, fuck. Bastards.
Yeah.
Closest one, Dorset.
Great. And then you have to brave places like Primark and buy a scarf. God, why do women love clothes so much? You watch women in Primark and it's literally like they've been taken over by an evil force. Is your mum like that? You know when they go shopping and their eyes are just like boom, 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 all over the shop. And my mum is awful for it. She walks through and I can just see her scanning everywhere for something she might like. But she also gets distracted by anything that says 50% off or 70% off. So it's not only looking at stuff that she might like, but it's also stuff that might be reduced because she might even a little bit like the stuff being reduced. And she comes home and she's like, I've got this top. It only cost me £2. I'm looking at it and thinking, well, surely the cost isn't the important thing. She didn't come in and say, look at this top I got. I absolutely love it. She walks in and says, well, I don't like it very much, but it only cost me £2.
Looks like shit.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like it cost me £2. But never mind, because it did.
It's just a curtain with armholes, mum. Of course it costs £2. It's probably some bloke dressed as a lion flogging it on the street corner.
I used to go around the shop with girlfriends.
Jesus.
Plural. Okay.
Yeah.
And they do the thing, they walk around and they'll go, you know, they're all laid out, like it's like a fucking maze, but they'll walk around, do a big loop, and then end up going the other way to get to something over there.
Yeah.
About a mile away. I was like, what the fuck happened there? Why couldn't you just go direct to that? Why do we have to do a big loop?
Around the whole shop.
And they do the thing where they see something they like, and they'll grab it between the thumb of the finger, I'm doing it now, and rub it between the thumb and the finger.
As if the material matters.
What the fuck?
This isn't the best
if cotton. If I look at a shirt, I'm going to go, cool, yeah, it's nice, eh? Cotton, is it? Oh, no, acrylic.
I'm not having that. That's havoc. Havoc for the skin. And what gets me as well, because my mum and my auntie, they're exactly the same. They both get that wide-eyed look when they're looking at clothes. They're just frenetic. But they also lose all sense of spatial awareness. So, like, in any other kind, they're just the politest women in the world. They let anyone move through, whatever. The type of people that if someone's saying, can I squeeze past, they will actually say to other people, can you move so this person can get past? But when they're in the shop, it's literally, it's no holds barred. They're so intent at looking at the clothes, they're like blinkered. So anything that isn't directly in front of their line of sight, arms are going everywhere. And they just stand in the middle of an aisle and look at a top and start doing the feel thing. And I'm standing behind
them,
getting pissed off. And I can see like a family of three trying to get past it. And they're just standing there looking at it. I'm like, Mum, they're trying to get past. And she'll turn around and goes, Sorry. Breathless. Looking at the stuff. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Where am I?
Good God. £2, fuck.
Snap out of it. There's little kids getting elbowed, Mum. For God's sake, you've got enough tops. And every year at Christmas, it's like a circle of life. Because after they go through it, Christmas is like a time to go through your stuff. So, oh yeah, I'm getting new clothes this year, so I don't want any of these ones. But when they go out shopping for other people, they end up buying for themselves anyway.
Yeah. I've still got clothes when I was about 13.
Me too, yeah.
Classic.
Well, I'm wearing my tortoise shirt right now, so that says it all.
It's a hoax t-shirt underneath.
Yeah, yeah. What was the other skateboard brand?
Hoax.
Alien something.
Fuck those, mate. Billabong.
Billabob. There was like Cockfinger or something, wasn't there? What was that one?
Cockfinger.
I swear there was. Birdhouse. That's it, not Cockfinger. Birdhouse. Cockfinger.
That's that £2 one.
Yeah. Rip off.
Yeah, I sat there. Got your cockfinger shit.
Yeah, it's that one, you know, cockhouse. No, it's birdhouse. Call girls. Oh, that's another thing that really wound me up, and we spotted this when we were in town, is girls or boys wearing t-shirts that just have, like, a message on them.
Oh.
Like, girls have trackies of, like, I'm a bitch written on the bum. What the fuck? Juicy.
Yes.
Slag.
Great. Why would you fucking buy that?
I know. And more to the point, a lot of these things will be given as gifts. So what kind of father buys... Yeah. Oh, Dad, I've seen these trackies I really want. There's these skin-tight, baby pink trackies.
It's got cunt on it.
Yeah. It's got do me up the rear written on the back of them. Fucking hell.
Yeah, well.
It's the same thing, isn't it, with like what we were talking about before, the things on Facebook, like, if you can't handle me at my worst. And they write them on t-shirts and parade around town for them. I just can't believe it. The blokes ones are just as bad. Like, the keep calm thing is really doing my head.
Yeah, keep calm is hard.
Everything.
Keep calm and support Aston Villa.
Yeah, why? That's exactly what I was going to say. Keep calm and follow the Villa. Where did that even come from? Is it a war thing?
Yeah, it's like some World War II keep your hopes up poster, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
Keep
so,
calm.
So we've drawn on, you know, the most horrific period in our history. And now we use it to promote Aston Villa Football Club.
Keep calm. Eat a muffin.
Yeah.
Great.
Keep calm. Have a muffin. That's brilliant.
Oh, we go fuck. Oh, no. Remember what that t-shirt said? What? Eat what? Muffin. Right.
Yeah. God, I'm stressed out. I need a muffin.
Muffins as well.
Yeah.
I hate them. They're not even good.
Muffin.
And there's and they go, well, fuck. I'll stop.
No, okay. Yeah, I don't think muffin's really that important. I mean, obviously, none of the stuff we talk about is really important. Well, flickering light. Right, as regards to the Christmas dinner, the only thing that really bugs me at the Christmas dinner, and I say bug, normally I'll promote the Christmas dinner, I quite enjoy it in general, but every year there's the cheese debate at my family table. And it's the same, we have the same cheese board every year. And we go into the same house every year. Everybody knows what people's preferences are for cheese. But we still have the conversation.
Let me tell you this one thing.
Yeah, yeah. So you get my gran, the conservative food type. She likes a cheddar, a nice dry cheddar. I like a Stilton. Ben likes a brie. It's a very, you can tell how boring the conversation is. But every year we have it. Oh no, you've got to have something with a bit of punch to it, like a Stilton. Something really strong. No, I prefer a creamy one, really. And I'm sitting there, just eating my Stilton, thinking, just shut up. Just eat the cheese you want to fucking eat.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
If you like cheddar with cranberries, good for you. If you don't, have the plain cheddar.
I can picture your head down. Just...
No, I literally...
You should just eat a muffin.
Yeah.
Keep calm, mate.
Keep calm, have a muffin. All I wanted was a Stilton, but I have to have a muffin.
Keep calm, eat some cheese.
It's fair to say we were both horrifically hungover at Christmas as well.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. I said all week before, I'm not going out on Christmas Eve, because I'll feel like shit on Christmas Day. And I got home, you were saying come to the pub, and I finished work at 5:30, and I fully planned to go home, meet people for a couple, and then head home afterwards. And my mum and my gran said, meet me down the pub. So I had 5 or 6 pints with them, with my mum and my gran, which is a pretty weird thing to do. And as I sat there eating my Christmas dinner, feeling terrible and trying to force down like vodka and Cokes because I couldn't handle beer. How do alcoholics do it?
I don't have a drop to drink.
Did you not?
Christmas Day, Boxing Day, I didn't touch alcohol.
It's what I mean, how do they do it?
I could do it.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking stinker Christmas morning. Like, that was the worst hangover I've had.
But you amaze me, because you can drink and go to work, and you can drink like 4 days on the bounce. I really struggle. I can do it. But alcoholics drink until they pass out. They drink so much, and then they get up and do it again. How? They're heroes, if you ask me.
Well, this is pissed all the time, aren't they? They must be doing something else.
Yeah, there
it
must
can't
be.
Just be alcohol,
no, there must be something there.
Smacked off the head or something.
Because it's just absurd. How can anyone wake up with a bad hangover and then drink again?
Just sort it out, though.
not taxed in 2012.
Yeah, not your life though. Not for your life.
Oh no, but that made me feel shit.
Jagerbomb,
9 a.m. Bosh, good day ahead.
I just have panic attacks. It's ridiculous.
Right, I nearly had one Christmas morning.
Shooting pain in your chest.
Yeah.
I'm dying, so I'm dying.
Came down in the morning, felt a bit blurry. Thought, oh, this isn't too bad. George lay on the sofa. He was fine. I thought, all right, well, you can't be that bad. We drank the same, I think. Necked a pint of water. Big, big, big fucking mistake. Went the water straight to the toilet. It was sick. It was this bile. Oh, God, right, this is all right. Oh, there's another one. Blood. Oh, my God. And it was just leaning against the wall, shaking, like, don't die.
Panic attacks are so bad.
Please don't die.
So bad.
People aren't sick blood. Henry was sick blood once. It's okay, because Henry's done it. He's still alive. It's going to be okay.
The great thing about panic attacks and hangovers in general is you start to focus on other people. Don't
you? Instead it's fine. Alcoholics do it. I'm fine.
That's exactly what I think. There's some people who drink a bottle of vodka every day. I'm not going to die.
I drank a stupid amount of Christmas. Not bragging or anything. It was ridiculous. Absolutely. I couldn't see by the end of it.
Yeah, no, hangovers in general, I think we should save them because they're fucking...
It's a rare breed.
They are incredible things. The mindset you're in when you're really hungover is dangerous.
We went out for our Christmas drink last Saturday at work. I didn't drink a lot, I drank quite a bit.
Hmm.
We took our little apprentice out, he's 16. He ended up spewing everywhere in the curry house and things, so I had to take him back here. Was asleep on the sofa, was sick again, got picked up by someone. I woke up in the morning, feel fucking horrendous. And I thought, fucking hell, I text him, is he alright? Yeah, I feel fine.
Oh no.
What the fuck?
See, that's infuriating.
Just young, isn't it? Do you remember when we were younger, we used to drink shitloads?
I was invincible, yeah.
It was stupid.
I was actually invincible when I was younger.
I could drink more then than I could do now.
Drink shitloads, go to school, learn. Go. I used to play rugby Saturday and Sunday and have a hangover from both nights. Out Friday, play Saturday. Out Saturday night, play Sunday. Now, I can't even comprehend playing rugby with a hangover. I'm pretty sure I would die.
Oh, mate.
I'm very confident, in fact, I would
die. Mine are just getting as worse. I can't go to work with one.
Yeah.
It's a horrible moment in my life.
Times, they are a changing.
No.
Sorry, Bob Dylan. Sorry. Right, and up.
Who?
We spotted the Santa's grotto in the Mall.
In the striped mask.
Yeah.
The mask and the striped jacket.
I don't even know where to start with this. Santa's grotto. You pay money for that. You pay money. Honestly, the concept is just so warped.
It is nice, though, for the kids.
It is nice, but just... dress someone in the family up. Don't go and give a stranger a couple of quid.
Who? It's easy though. You'd save money doing it.
I'd make a good Santa.
It is not. Take the kids, because we went with Bill's little kids, we went.
Mm.
They loved it. And the bloke had a real beard as well. They went, that was the real one, wasn't it? Yeah. His beard wasn't fake. That's it. You met him, mate.
Ooh,
he was gassed.
Special trip to Norwich. But he's
top of Gerald's.
Yeah.
He's also in the Cat and Mouse.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And the whole thing of the elf standing outside collecting money. Santa's inside. What do they think Santa says? You know, Santa, obviously, he's not that nice. He's a bit like God in that sense, you know. He's a nice bloke. He'll give you presents, but if you try and come in his shed without paying, ooh, you will not get a present.
Did you ever see the Trigger Happy TV?
No, I
never
seen
the sketch on the Christmas, they did that at the Santa's Grotto.
Yeah.
So the kid walks in, just want paid!
That's what I mean.
What do you want?
The elf is effectively a bouncer. That woman elf. And how did she land that job? At what
being
point?
Pretty.
Yeah, well she wasn't though, she was not slagging her off. She's probably going to be a listener, let's face it. So,
well, Norwich is.
Yeah. Well, she was a very plain Jane. So what makes you apply for that?
Which one? Which grotto?
The grotto in the Mall we saw.
Oh.
And she's standing outside, like, at the check-in, checking people's IDs. How old are you?
It's from under 10.
Yeah.
Awkward.
11. Get out. charging money. And I always thought, and this makes me sound like a spoiled little brat, but when I used to go and see Santa, every time I used to think his gifts were shit.
Yeah.
They're shit. They're so shit. And when you're a kid, all it takes is a little bit of form. If like you can get like figures. I used to have figures and make them fight. And the best figures were like old rickety ones you got from Car Boots because the joints were loose and so you could make them do like different kicks and shit. So as long as you just gave it some thought, but you'd get a gift from Santa, one of those figures, where he can only bend, he can't bend at the knee.
That's it, just the waist.
Yeah, just the waist.
His arms doesn't move.
His arms and his legs are stationary. How am I going to fight? How am I going to play with this pretend man who can't move his arms or legs? He can only get kicked in the head by one of my better toys. That's the only purpose that toy is going to serve.
My dad took my sisters, and Alice went in and he goes, so what do you want for Christmas? I want SpongeBob. So and he got the gift in that, so she took it out, opened it up, and I said, I want SpongeBob.
To him?
No, to the mum, Shannon.
That's brilliant.
What's this? I think I said, I want SpongeBob.
If I landed that gig as a Santa, I wouldn't be asking them what they want, because I know what I've got. I know that I've got some shit cars. And a figure that can't bend.
Oh, Transformers.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
Shit car.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit car, lad.
Oh, God, I loved cars when I was a kid. What do you want? Cars. Yes, you do. You're proper, like, psychoanalysis on the kid. Do you like figures that don't bend in any way? Me too, actually.
Yeah.
Good. There you go.
Kids like that, aren't they? They say yes to anything, especially if you're a stranger. They're petrified. Like, if you say suck my cock, they always do that.
I knew you were going with it. You said it.
Yeah, it was only ever going one way, wasn't it? That wasn't even a premeditated gag. Easy. There's another gag there as well.
On the spot. Classic.
Yeah.
Not even written down.
I was thinking as well with the grotto, it is a lot like a club in the sense that you go in there with high expectations. You pay your money at the door. You think, oh, this is going to be my night. Tonight's my night. I'm going to go in there.
Tonight.
I'm going to have a storm. I'm going to go home with an absolutely delightful woman. Couple hours later, you're walking out, you're thinking, God, that was a rip-off.
80 quid there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You carried on paying when you're in there. You were like, I've already paid at the door, but...
What? 5 quid a pint? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That fucks me off. Drink prices. No, another day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it will just go on.
Well, New Year's Eve is going to be one for that.
Fuck that.
They're going to whack up the prices.
I really don't want to go out into town on New Year's Eve.
It'll be good. Yeah, actually, for any of the listeners, we will be in Wonderland. So if you want to meet the presenters.
Oh, I got spotted in Poundland.
What, who by?
Oh, no, we know.
Oh, right.
No, it was. It What's was his it? Name? Plays rugby here, little ginger man.
Oh, Connor.
Yeah. So I was, me and George are queuing up, paying for something. Anyway, hey, aren't you that guy who does the amazing podcast?
Oh.
Yep.
He loves it. Hello, Connor.
Connor, good boy. Tell your friends.
Have you received this year any shit gifts? Shit gifts, impractical gifts, pointless gifts?
No, not really. I did alright, actually. I got a chocolate, a jumper and a shirt. That was it. That was it. Dad. Bless him, I was winding him up because obviously, I said I didn't really want much because I'm old now. And my sister got a video camera, my brother got a new phone, so I was just winding my old man up. I was like, I can't wait to play with my new phone and my camera. Oh, goofy.
I can't wait to play with my jumper.
Woo, jumper!
Swilling it around and stuff.
Medium shirt. Cheeky cunt. Didn't fit.
Of course it did, there's no way you're a medium.
Hello. So I didn't know. Medium? I put it on, it was like, whoop. Yeah. These big loops between the buttons.
I haven't been a medium man since I was about 11 years old. I got one gift.
Medium man.
On the other end of the spectrum, you got one that was too small. I got, by accident, I hope it's by accident, I got a Slazenger, like, tennis-style T-shirt, polo thing.
Right.
The type of thing people wear when they play tennis, right? And it was 4XL. And on me, it was... huge. I mean, down to my knees and a foot either side of my chest. So you'd have to be a serious human being to wear that as your actual garment.
There's some great jokes I've got floating around.
Yeah, I know. But I thought to myself, why would anyone that size want a tennis shirt anyway? Is he going to be out playing tennis like this Pete Sampras guy? There's sports for people like us, you know, rugby. Well, that's it really, rugby.
Darts,
yeah. Sumo. It's not tennis, is it? It really isn't.
Who got you that?
It was my mum. It was actually my birthday present. I was thinking about it when I wrote down. My mother bought me a 4XL. I wasn't sure, so I got you.
It like a tent, so I thought I'd get it.
This will fit you like a glove. I got a very nice jacket, actually, as well. Very nice jacket. It's like my black one, but down to my knees. So hopefully that'll get me some luck with the ladies this year.
Luck. Need more than luck.
Please. Yeah, I know. A wing and a prayer, maybe.
The blind fit girl troop come to Norwich.
Right, I'm pretty sure that's it for my list. And we're turning over a new leaf, aren't we? Because we got told that our podcasts are too long. So we're going to try and stick to content and not drift off on tangents like T-shirts and
fuck
stuff.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. No.
No, listeners. How long have we done now? Look, we're half an hour.
Yeah, see, that's a more applicable time. But we've still got yours to go through.
Christmas suicides. These poor fuckers. Imagine it being that bad.
Yeah.
You've killed yourself.
At Christmas.
I shouldn't laugh. But I do feel sorry for him. You wake up Christmas Day, no one there. You're on your own. All the tins of Stella and the vodka bottle from the night before. It's like my Christmas, actually. Yeah.
Come to think of it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
These poor fuckers, no family and that. Nowhere to go. It's like Bill. I told you about Bill, didn't I?
What's that?
Bill, Christmas Eve, went out. He drank here with us, then he went out to meet his pals. I come down in the morning, did me a little sick. Talked about that.
As you do.
Mm. George said, oh, Bill come back from A&E at 7 o'clock this morning. I was all right. Went upstairs. All of his face is just smashed in. No front tooth. He's got stitches above his lip, on his nose and on his eyebrow. So he's been on this bike, this fixie bike.
Yeah.
Pegging it along down Pottergate, looks down, no brakes. Stopped pedaling, just went over the top. Bang! Straight on his face.
Oh, God.
He couldn't get out of bed in the morning. So George went on his own to do the family thing. And I come back here with Isaac to get the Xbox room.
Yeah.
At about 2 o'clock. And Bill sat on his own in the kitchen making this milkshake with his big fat face with no teeth. I thought it was fucking magic. It actually made my Christmas seeing him.
Christmas time. Mistletoe and wine.
With his big fat Botox lip stirring his milkshake.
What did his family say? Why didn't they come? Why did his family come over here, the poor bastard? Because they left him rotting.
I don't know, they all go off somewhere.
Oh, do they?
And he couldn't get out of bed. I don't think it was. Apparently the Boxing Day that they do is a bigger do than Christmas Day.
Oh, I see. Was he did he have a concussion or anything like that?
I think so. Yeah, he smashed his head in completely. He started getting his knob out when he was getting operated on, apparently. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, it's blinding. Fuck, it made my Christmas. Yeah.
That is hilarious. I always think with suicide as well, going back to the alcoholics point, if I was hungover every day, I'd kill myself.
What, slowly, yeah.
No, I don't mean slowly.
You'd actually kill yourself.
You know when you're hungover and the way you feel sometimes when you're hungover? Depressed, like restless.
You mean, that's why they just get back on it. Yeah, instead of killing themselves, they get back on it.
I suppose, yeah. So, yeah, you either have to be wholeheartedly committed to the alcoholic thing.
I'm going
to
drink for life. Or I'm going to have to die. Or you can get a job, maybe.
Nah.
Don't want that.
It's an illness, Tom.
Oh, right, sorry. Fucking, I'm a pisshead and I still got to fucking work every day.
It's a self-inflicted illness.
I've tried to think how much tax I'd pay on top of fucking all the beers and that, and then on top of my wages.
What else are you written down?
Fuck all. Xmas and Crimbo. Stop it. Stop it. It's not Xmas. It's not Crimbo. How can you put that as a shortened Xmas?
I know.
Chris, it's a cross? Crossmas? No.
Same amount of syllables. That's not a shortening.
Leave it alone.
I was going to bring up the old social network side of
Christmas. God, fuck me. Every fucking status on there.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Christmas in a day. Christmas in 364 days. Stop it. No.
Thank you, Mum. I'm so happy with all my gifts.
Yeah. Thanks, fuck Dad. Off. Thanks, Dad, for my phone and my video camera.
Why are you telling me that you're really happy with your mother's gift? Surely you should be giving her a hug and saying thanks for all the gifts.
I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Just please, don't do it. Christmas is about your family. It's not about, you know, all the emotion and the gifts and stuff. It should be internal. You shouldn't be spreading that sort of sugary-coated shit over everyone else.
Thanks, Dad, for my shirt, my jumper.
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's the most magical Christmas ever.
Today I woke up and was sick everywhere.
Thanks.
Cheers, Garden House.
Yeah. I'm going to smell like David Beckham now because I got his aftershave. Yay! God, honestly. Twitter, just loads of people taking pictures of their tree.
Ugh.
All trees look the same.
Hashtag Xmas.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. Hashtag. I think that hashtag's brilliant. I'm all over it now. I use it with irony, though. The hashtag thing is absolutely fucking brilliant.
But
Hashtag
on Twitter's alright, because if you click on the hashtag, it'll bring up everything that.
Yeah, yeah, I know the point.
Hashtag on Facebook. Why?
I just love
hashtag. Going out today. Hashtag excited. Great. Why don't you just put I'm excited?
I absolutely love hashtag. I think it's great. I think it's so great.
Hashtag podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Hashtag wet leaves.
Yeah.
Hashtag brilliant.
Saw Sam tonight. Hashtag podcast.
Yes, honestly, I love hashtag. And I love saying hashtag in day-to-day life as well. And coming out tonight, hashtag messy. It's brilliant.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Hashtag no. From now on, every text I respond to is going to have hashtag
the
written.
Word.
The word hashtag, yeah. And then I'll leave my customary K, which I'm notorious for.
I hate that.
Hashtag K.
Fuck, you wound me up today. I was locking up at work to do all the cashing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, when are you going to ring me? Oh, right, I'll ding you in 5 minutes. Cool. Why?
Yeah,
ring you back.
Yeah, it reminds me of Will. He gets so annoyed by that. The pointless reply. Yeah. The pointless reply.
Okay.
I don't know why I've done it either, to be honest. I normally don't.
Cool.
Especially now with phones, like especially on WhatsApp, when you can see they've seen it. Yeah. And a lot of phones, you can see that they've seen the message.
Text
message
red. Message?
Yeah. I'll meet you at 8, scene, then a reply. Okay.
Great.
The pointless
hashtag
reply.
Can't wait.
Right, I think we should finish there, you know. We should step over a new leaf.
We've done all right,
haven't we? Yeah, we normally go on for an hour and 15.
I'm not a little pissed by now as well. It's probably a good thing.
And we've actually discussed what we said we were going to discuss. We managed to drift into
hashtags.
Yeah. Hashtag Christmas.
Hashtag goodbye.
Hashtag New Year.
Hashtag
messy.
Hashtag.
Aren't we supposed to be doing the crate escape?
What is that? I don't understand what it was. I just said yes.
Yeah, I know. That's Petch's idea because he's a prick.
What's a crate escape?
You get a 24 crate and you can't come out until you've finished it.
Oh, God.
No, this is what I mean. Stupid. You're just going to be tired and fall asleep at 9.
24 beers?
No.
When are we going to stop? When are we going to start, though? 8 p.m. Be fucking sick everywhere. Right, well, I hope everyone has a good New Year's Eve tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
so do I. We'll see you all in Wonderland.
We'll sign people's tits and things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bring a pen. Don't worry.
I'll bring a pen and whip your tip out and sign it before you've even realised.
We better put this out now then, because...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit, we have to post it tonight.
Because it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, I hope you had fun seeing us on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hope the ink washed off your tits. Yeah.
And to that girl, I'm really sorry.
Yes!
I'm really sorry I couldn't get it up. That's fairly common for me.
Hashtag YOLO.
Yeah. Hashtag nothing against you, lad. Right, let's leave it there.
Bye.
Have a good New Year's, everyone. Bye.